the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. For many of us, home is a place of reprieve, the place we go to eat, shower, sleep. And for those experiencing homelessness, though, not having a permanent address can make taking care of these basic needs difficult, especially when many shelters are only open from 5 at night to 8 in the morning, and that leaves many people without shelter during the day. And that's where organizations like Corpus Christi House come in. They're helping to fill the gap. They provide a place to go during those daytime hours and help out with some of those basic needs. Joining us today to talk more about filling the need is a member of the board of directors with the Corpus Christi House, Chad Somerville, and shelter coordinator, Dwayne Paris. Thanks, both of you, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Samantha, for having us.
Thank you, Samantha.
Sure. Tell us about Corpus Christi House. It's in Boise. What do you do?
Well, Corpus Christi House is a daytime shelter, as you mentioned in the opening, which opened in Boise in 2003 by an all-volunteer group of people who saw that there was a gap needing to be filled in this daytime space to provide people who are experiencing a housing crisis with dignity, respect through the services, such as the simple act of having a place to go to the bathroom, take a shower, and have a place to be where they won't be moved along, right? Where they can be safely during the day. And Corpus Christi House has grown out of the idea that a hospitality house in the following the lead of Dorothy Day in the Catholic worker movement is something that Boise can really utilize. And it has grown since then. And we're so lucky to have a wonderful group of volunteers and staff members like Dwayne Paris here who help run the day-to-day operations.
Well, as we said, for a lot of people who are experiencing homelessness, there's nowhere they can go during the day, even if it's just to relax or to feel safe. But that kind of space, it's very important.
Absolutely. Dwayne is there during the day. Dwayne, you want to talk about some of the, you know, examples of stories that you've seen?
Sure.
The ways people utilize our services. Sure.
Samantha, a lot of times we open up at 8:30 and we have a line at our back gate of people coming in and our front door of waiting to get in. And the main thing, first thing in the morning, depending on the time of year, this time of year, of course, everybody's wanting to get out of the cold and get something to eat. So we have on our back patio, due to COVID restrictions and stuff, we have coffee bars set up with light snacks, some cereals, toast and breads and stuff like that, peanut butter and jelly, where people can get a hot cup of coffee, hot cup of tea, some milk, and just get themselves warm. And a lot of the individuals that we see in the morning or midday are individuals that are coming in, want to get a quick shower in, get some food in their belly, and off to work they go. And, you know, for them, it's important to start their day off right with a full stomach and, you know, warm up a bit before they have to head out for the day. And then we have other individuals who some may be seasonal workers that are right now between jobs, elderly people, handicapped, and just individuals who's unfortunately lost their housing and just have no place to go. And those individuals will have here throughout the day. And, you know, they take advantage of all of our services from the meals we prepare, the light breakfast to a nice warm lunch with a salad. And, you know, usually some kind of soup also. And then, take showers. We do offer laundry services. We have phones where they can, you know, make long distance calls to loved ones. And we've also have what we call our step up room, which is a computer room that's next to the main facility where we have 10 to 12 computers where individuals can come in and apply for jobs, go online, do video calls with family members, you know, probation or court if they need to, and just, you know, stay in touch with loved ones. And then at times that, you know, they can watch a video and just take their mind off of their day-to-day troubles.
Over the last few years, Boise and other places have seen an increase in the homeless population. Are you guys seeing a greater need? I mean, how many people do you serve a day?
Oh, yes. You know, as the housing pricing, rental pricing has increased, we definitely see increase in the number of guests. You know, so normally in the morning, and it's really a lot weather dependent, but on the real cold mornings, you know, we'll start off with, you know, maybe 100 to 130 people. Some mornings we've had up to 150 people that have come in, and it's standing room only inside the building. The patio is, you know, very congested around, especially we have, you know, three propane heaters and then an electric heater out on the patio. So those areas are really congested where people are getting warm and, you know, getting some warm inside of them, a hot cup of coffee or tea. And then at lunch, we see about the same. We'll see anywhere from 120 to even 160 or more people lining up for lunch. We serve our meals due to COVID outside. And, you know, we'll have a line from the back of our building all the way to our gate. And, you know, there's quite a lot of increase in people needing assistance right now.
You mentioned folks coming in, grabbing a shower and then going out about their day, going maybe to a job. I think there's a misconception that everybody who doesn't have a home is jobless and doesn't want to work. And that's not necessarily the case.
No, that's not the case. There's a lot of individuals that are, you know, working hard. Some of them work at, you know, two to three different jobs or one job. But, you know, even at $15 an hour, if you're trying to survive and get your own place and stuff like that, it's very difficult. And even if you are lucky enough to have affordable housing where you can cover, you know, your basic rent and utilities with your job, then you're struggling to do laundry and struggling to, you know, put food on the table and stuff like that. So we're always willing, you know, to load up the grocery sacks and help individuals if we have excess food to help fill their pantries and, you know, and have something to eat at home. But, you know, it's tough times out there right now with the, you know, the cost of living going up and the cost of, you know, everything going up from food to, you know, toiletries and all those items. So, you know, and those are a lot of areas we help with.
We're speaking with Chad Somerville and Dwayne Paris with the Corpus Christi House about the importance of shelter, especially during the day. Chad, you talked about volunteers who helped put Corpus Christi together. How are you getting money? How are you paying for things? How does that work?
We are 100% funded by donors and volunteers. And we do not accept any state or federal funding. And that means that our community is what keeps Corpus Christi running. And that's incredibly meaningful. We just finished up one of our large fundraising campaigns and had over 350 people donate to it. We thankfully met our goal. We're going to have to do it again and have a bigger goal for this next year. But people typically donate in many different ways. Obviously, we need people and small businesses to help us just by sponsoring from a financial perspective. And that's goes without saying. Second, we need people to help with the day-to-day wish list. So if you go to CorpusChristiBoise.org, you'll see that we have a wish list. And so people can either sign up to bring in hand sanitizer or hygiene products. Whatever it is that we have on that wish list, people can bring in small amounts of things like that. And people can bring in lightly used clothing, men's and women's clothing. It goes immediately to use. As Dwayne was mentioning, people are coming in trying to get ready to go to work. We offer not only the shower and the toiletries, but we offer a clean pair of clothes, one pair of clothes per day. And then volunteers. We have a wonderful group of volunteers, but we need more people to help with these shifts that we have. There are, you know, a number of things that people can do within their abilities. We have a morning shift and an afternoon shift, and that can be working in the kitchen to serve some food and just take care of the pantry area or to hand out toiletries and sign up people. We also have a mail room where over 1,000 people in Boise get their mail at Wow. Corpus Christi House. And in the mail room, you're sorting the mail that comes in every day and you're handing it out to people that come in to get their Social Security checks, their employment information, their paychecks, et cetera. It's an incredibly important service that often goes unseen.
Wow. Very important service. If people are looking for you, where are you at?
We are on Americana Boulevard, just past the Rhodes Skate Park in downtown Boise, 525 Americana Boulevard. And if you're driving down Americana, you'll see the blue awning on the right. It's a very small, slight building. Not a lot of people know that we're there. So if people would like to come learn more about Corpus Christi House, there's obviously our website, corpuschristiboise.org. You can write us a note if you'd like to take a tour. Dwayne and I, other members of the board, would be happy to give you a tour of the facility, let you know what's going on, and maybe talk about ways that you can get involved, either your church, your business, or you as an individual.
All right. We've been speaking with a member of the board of directors with the Corpus Christi House, Chad Somerville, and the shelter coordinator, Dwayne Paris, about the importance of having access to shelter during the day. I want to wish you both luck, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again.
Thank you so much, Samantha.
Thank you, Samantha. Have a great day.
You too. We'll also put a link to Corpus Christi House on our website. That's BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim Agaudet, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.